You're listening to The Hudson River, a weekly half-hour program about the nature, culture, and beauty of one of America's great waterways. The Hudson River is produced at Vassar College and brought to you in cooperation with this radio station. I'm your host, Mark Breslov. Coming up, our own Batsheva Gez takes us on an audio voyage aboard the sloop Clearwater. Folk singer Danny Einbender tells us about the inspiration for one of his Hudson River songs. And we listen to a recording of the river at the foot of the magnificent Palisades. All this and more next on the Hudson River.
Listen to the river rock, crashing and splashing and lashing up the dock. River time is magic time to throw away your clock. Listen to the river rock.
On this week's Hudson River Culture segment, musician and former Sloop Clearwater crew member Danny Einbender tells of the genesis of his song, Listen to the River.
I guess the song was written on Iona Island. I was working at a summer camp called Fields and Outdoors, which was a very well-thought-out camp program and very well-financed to the extent of being able to charter the Clearwater for overnight expeditions. And we used to take the kids to Iona Island for an overnight. That time it was very difficult to get on Iona. It probably still is. It was a military depot, and there's old buildings and flagpoles. And I was walking around at dawn and looked up at what I thought was an eagle that was part of a flagpole and then realized that it was alive. So that's the genesis of the song.
Listen to the river rock, crashing and splashing and lashing up the dock. River time is magic time to throw away your clock. Listen to the river rock, listen to the river rock. Listen to the river roll, such a happy sound that it illuminates my soul. Let it take you for a ride, just let it take control. Listen to the river roll, listen to the river roll. Roll, river, roll. Rock, river, rock. River time is real time, time to throw away your clock. Run, river, run. Roll, river, roll. Still I wouldn't miss it, I keep coming back for more. Listen to the river run, whirling and twirling and shining in the sun. Sailing on the river when it's clean is lots of fun. Listen to the river run, listen to the river run. Listen to the river early in the morning. Mist is arising and the wild birds call. Puffs of wind come ripping across the water. Grab a leaf as it starts to fall. Watch the leaf go dancing on the waves. Now the rhythm of the river, let it take control. Rising sun is reaching across the water. Touch the leaf and it turns to gold. Touch the leaf and it turns to gold. Listen to the river. 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 Listen to the river roar. Kinda makes me wish that I was standing on the shore. Still I wouldn't miss it, I keep coming back for more. Listen to the river roar. Listen to the river roar. Come aboard, now the river's waiting. Sun goes down on another day. All around us the shoreline's fading. Raise the sails and we're on our way. Up above, now the stars are blazing. Cast a spell, you must obey. River time is so amazing. Rolling river, carry me away. Rolling river, carry me away. Listen to the river. 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 Listen to the river rock. Crashing and splashing and lashing. Dive. to the river rock. Listen to the river rock. Roll, river, roll. Rock, river, rock. River time is real time. Time to throw away the clock. Roll, river, roll. Run, river, run. Sailing on the river. Better be it, lots of fun. Sailing on the river. Sailing on the river, sailing is lots of fun.
On this week's Hudson River feature, we accompany a school on their October 2002 sail aboard the sloop Clearwater. Batsheva Ghez takes free rein in reporting, hosting, and producing our audio voyage.
It is a bright, blustery afternoon in October. The leaves are just starting to turn, and the crisp autumn wind makes it a great day for sailing. The gaff-rigged sloop Clearwater is docked by the river's edge. Reminiscent of old sailboats of the 1700s, this ship is a proud and graceful reminder of a way of traveling that is free from pollutants. The Clearwater belongs to the Hudson. With a dedicated crew and a team of volunteers, the ship is used to educate people about the river. Justin Reservados, the ship's bosun, tells me a little bit more about the Clearwater.
The initial idea behind the boat was to spread awareness just that there is a river here and that it's disgustingly dirty, and that was in 1969, and since then, this boat has been going up and down the river, educating people in all kinds of different ways about big issues such as closing down Indian Point, dredging the river for PCBs, and to clean up the river, how to prevent things from getting into the river, and how to enjoy the river.
40 or so rambunctious kids from the Fox Lane School in Bedford pour onto the ship's deck. They're psyched, because today class is going to be held outside, on a sailboat. Shelley Burlingcourt, one of the main educators on the ship, starts the afternoon with a brief history lesson.
This boat, a lot of the money that was raised to build it was raised by having concerts. You guys know the person who started this boat?
Pete Seeger.
Maybe? His name starts with...
Pete Seeger.
The person who got it all started was Pete Seeger. He was the one whose idea it was to build a boat. It's owned by the Clearwater Organization, which is a member-based organization. So if you become a member of Clearwater, then I guess you own part of the boat.
The afternoon on the Clearwater is jam-packed. First, they drop a trawl net into the water to see what kind of creatures live in the river.
All right. Art! You! Ready on the fishing line!
Ready on the fishing line!
Are you ready on the doors?
Ready on the doors!
We say, Mod Squad!
Mod Squad!
Throw the rope too! Throw the rope too! Throw the rope too!
A few of the kids help Shelly and the first mate pull the net aboard. The rest help them keep rhythm with the sea shanty that Shelly teaches them. Justin tells me what they catch.
We drop a trawl net during every sail before we raise our sail, and we pick up anything from eels to hog chokers to white perch to striped bass, and it even depends on what part of the river you're in because it gets saltier as you head down towards the city and it's much fresher as you're up near Albany.
Next, the crew puts the kids to work. It's time to raise the 3,000-pound mainsail. A volunteer teaches the kids the commands for hauling.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be raising this 3,000-pound sail. But to do that, you guys are going to need to know some of the commands. When I say heave, I want all you guys to say haul. At the end, we're going to be doing some big ones. So I'm going to be yelling 2, 6, and you're all going to be yell back at me, heave, really loud. Let's try that real quick. 2, 6, heave. That was great, guys.
Who here has a birthday? Raise your hand if you have a birthday. All right, good. You're all here. Y'all have birthdays.
Yeah, have a birthday.
In the month of January, February, March, April, May,
June.
Or June, you got to head over to the, what side is that over there?
No.
Soccer.
No, we need a name. Something, Tara's going to come over. Tara's the first mate. And she's going to say, are you ready on the P. Callier? And we have to yell something back at her. What do you guys think we should yell at her?
Fish.
No. So let's practice that. Are you? We'll practice it real quietly. Are you ready on the P. Callier?
Fish.
You guys
guys ready? Did you have a big lunch today?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What did you have? Oh, that all sounds fantastic. The other side is going to start hauling first. They're hauling from all the way at the end of the gaff. We're hauling from this side of the gaff. All right, it's our turn to yell back. You guys listening?
Yeah.
She's over there. You better believe it. Haul away! Don't walk that way!
The kids form two lines on either side of the ship. With each call of heave by the crew, they pull with all their might. Slowly, the giant white sail rises up to fill the sky.
Is it easy?
No.
Yeah.
The sailors gotta do this every day.
Look up.
Hard.
Look up. It's not even almost up, so we're supposed to go. We have to get the last rings all the way up.
Hold the line!
Once the sail is up, they still have to raise the boom pole.
Sail, we're going to raise this boom from here to here, and we're going to do those 2-6 heaves like I talked about. Here we go. I want to really hear you yell 2-6!
2-6!
Okay, I think everybody missed the point. Justin says 2-6, you guys say heave. But when you say it, more important than saying it, you're going to pull back with all your weight. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. 2-6! Drop the line! Drop that line! Drop it! Okay, great job!
We did it!
After a giant team effort, they finally get the boom pole to the right place.
Clear!
Water!
Very nice, okay. Now first off, I know we gave ourselves a little hand before, but I think we should look up at the sail we raised and fully appreciate it. Give yourselves a hand.
The motor is turned off, and the ship sets sail, powered only by the autumn winds. After that, the kids are broken up into small teaching groups where they learn navigation, water chemistry, biology, and other interesting stuff. Donna Riley is one of the teachers who brought her students to this classroom on a boat.
This is a great experience for my students. They are getting their curriculum in a hands-on, experiential way. This trip integrates what we're learning in social studies, the age of exploration, and in science, we're classifying animals, we're learning about biodiversity.
Well, there are two specific invertebrates that we're going to talk about today.
Well, now we're going to start off with barnacles because I'm sort of afraid of the crabs because they bit me during our last sail. See these little white things?
Yeah.
These are barnacles.
Cool.
The lesson plans aboard this ship are performing experiments and using maps and applying the laws of physics to the sail and to the tiller.
Guys, listen up.
All right, watch this.
This is a compass.
Jordan.
Never eat soggy worms.
You got it.
When you do something in a classroom, you may learn it, and you may be able to pass the test, but to actually experience it out here, it becomes a deeper memory. It becomes real to them. It's not just book learning. It's not just vocabulary on a page. Your hands are wet. Those animals are alive. And it becomes real to them.
Okay, let's take a look at the hog choker. The reason this is called a hog choker is somebody got the idea of selling them to pig farmers and letting the pig farmers feed them to the pigs. But there was a problem. So we'll see if we can figure out what the problem was. If you wet your finger and then very gently go front from the nose to the tail and then backward.
It isn't like you
cracked off. Pointy.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, so now we've got our rudder pointing out on this side. The rudder's sticking out on this side and the water's hitting it.
Oh, it's slowing down.
There's no rudder sticking out on that side.
Making it slow down.
It's slowing down on this side of the boat. Slowing down just this side. So look at my body. I walk forward at a regular speed. If I slow down one side of my body, it makes me turn to the left, right? So just like we're turning to the left now.